Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today, I'm going to be talking about the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 27 through 28. Which the title of this topic is Keeping the Word. Something we need to know about is that as a Christians, as believers, we need to keep the word. The Bible is talking mostly thing about like the teaching. Jesus was teaching his disciples. He was preparing them for the word, for the word of the kingdom. But something like Jesus trying to teach them was like to keep the word. What keeping the word means. Sometimes we go to the Bible, we see different kind of people. Some people wish listen the message of God, and they feel happy at the beginning. But after a while, they forgot about it because they didn't keep the word. They just listening, and they feel happy, and they just forgot about it. And some other people was received the word, but they don't accept it. They just refuse it right away. But there's some other people which, they receive the word and they keep it. And this word, after they keep it, they start giving fruit. And that's the main point, to be, a believer. When you became a believer, you keep the word of God. God tell you, he can change your life. He can change the way you are. He can change everything around you. He can change the life of your family. And then you keep the word and you let that word, give fruit, produce a fruit. And the Bible says the verse 27 says and it happened. He spoke those things that a certain woman from the grove raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast which nursed you." Something we can think about is Jesus was a man. We know he was the Son of God. We know he was the selected one. He was the anointed one who was coming to this earth to give the message of salvation. And something we always say we bless the woman who bring you to this world. We, bless the woman who was used to bring you to this world. And I don't want to be legalistic, but some religions, when they talk about the mother of Jesus Christ, in this case Mary, they put her as a God. No, she's not a God. She's the mother of Jesus, which he was the instrument that Jesus used to bring his son to this earth. But in this case, the Bible says someone raised her voice and said "Blessed is the whom that bore you." And let's word say "Your mother is blessed." But at the same time, said "and the breast which nursed you." But Jesus answered it to the, suggestion on the verse 28. Sorry, said but he said more than that, blessed are those who heard the word, of God and keep it. Okay. I'm trying to explain this. The Bible says, more than that, blessed are those who heard the word of God. That's what we're talking about in the beginning. That's different kind of people. So people listen to the word of God, they feel happy. But once in a while, I just forgot. Just get away. Some people receive the word, but they don't keep it. Just let it go. Because they don't care. They just trying to be in some place because a routine, want to be at some place because I have nothing to do during the day. the cultural service, because the family used to go there. You are a single one, you are a young one, that's the girl, that's the boy who like you is going there. And then that's why you go there, but you are not interested in what's happening, about what God's saying, what God's telling. Bible says and keep it. And that's something we need to be very specific about it. We need to keep the word of God. Not in our mind. You know, we cannot read the Bible used for knowledge. We cannot read the Bible used to feel better about the people, about how much we know about Bible. That's not the case. That's not the main point of this. The main point of this is keeping the word of God in our heart. And we keep in our heart, then it's going to produce. We're going to give fruit. And then we have a knowledge and we have experience. We can be, let's say this, you take a seed or something, any vegetable, you take a seed, you plant it in the ground, and then you don't put anything on it, you just let it go. What's going to happen with this? You know, if raining, then going to be alive, you want to produce. But it's not raining, then this is gonna die. That's the main point. The word of God, that's the sea. The ground, that's all her. We put it on it. And we let the Holy Spirit, raise him. Put the water on it. Trying to, start getting life. Start getting produce. Then you grow up. That's more work. Planted in her. If we let the Holy Spirit, we let God taking care of it, then start going grow up and then produce fruits. And then after you produce fruit, then all the people might be able to serve of it. And that's something we need to understand very well. It's it's no use reading, it's no use knowing, it's no use knowledge. It's a relationship. We can grow up. We are relationship with God. A close relationship with God. Not as religion. Not a praying in the morning. You gotta be like that. No, just I go to church because you gotta be like that. Nah, that's something more deeper. That's something more important than that. That's that we need to keep the word. We need to plant it. We need to keep it. We need to save it. We need to clean everything around it, then the seed is going to be able to grow up. And after growing up, we got to make sure we produce fruits. After we produce fruits, then we're going to glorify God by what he went saying. That's very important that we keep everything that God has been telling us. Because sometimes God gives us a promise. He said, I'm going to change your life. I'm going to change, your family. I'm going to change your marriage. I'm going to change everything around you. I'm going to start using you because you are an instrument on my hand to do a lot of things on my name. But if we don't keep that word, it's going to be a dream. That we have a dream, we maybe start working out to get close to the dream. We'll make a goal. But we see everything hard, so you know what? I won't go to the goal. It's gonna go my life like it is. And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that because God has a lot of plans for us. And that's the more important thing we need to think about it. Is what kind of plans God has for us. Maybe you are trying to learn Bible used to have a knowledge. Yeah, that's good. We need to put it together with the presence of God. We put it together with praying. We put it together to love for the presence of God. And they all together going to produce good fruits. So this is the message for today. And I hope I've been blessed to you. And I asked to share this video if that was the case. And I'll see you next weekend. Next weekend I want to be streaming for other places. We have the retreat, and hopefully I want to be able to do the streaming from there. So God bless you, and have a nice day.